Tracy.
Hey, co-chair. I'm glad to co-chair this TROIKA meeting. Mr. Juan Fernando López Aguilar has requested me to represent him here in my capacity as vice chair of the EP Committee on Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs, as he is traveling to Brussels to chair the JPSG plenary. He will see you all at the JPSG plenary meeting. Despite the difficult conditions due to the COVID-19, which did not allow us to travel to Lisbon, we are able to adapt and to continue to work of the JPSG by means of remote meetings. I'm convinced that today's meeting will help us to advance our discussions on several items on the agenda so that the main focus of the JPSG meeting can be on deepening the political monitoring of the work of Europol. Thank you. Dear colleagues, you all received the draft agenda for this meeting. One of the important items on the agenda today will be to discuss the state of play and the following steps of the working group on issues relating to the possible revision of the regulation of the JPSG of Europol. We will also have an exchange of ideas with the next presidency, the Slovenian presidency of the Council of the European Union, as regards to the work of our group. Any objections to this agenda? As there are no objections to the agenda of this meeting, the agenda of the meeting of the Presidential Troika has been approved. We will now go on to approve the agenda of the 8th Joint Parliamentary Scrutiny Group. We will have a debate with Catherine de Bol, Director of Europol, Wojciech Wronowski from the European Data Protection Authority, on the activities of Europol since the last meeting of the JPSG, of the Joint Parliamentary Scrutiny Group. The two debates will concentrate on cybercrime and digital resilience and the impact of COVID-19 in EU's internal security, the role of police cooperation. Also, on Tuesday, we will have a debate on the revision and strengthening of Europol mandate. We will have the Minister of Home Affairs of the Portuguese government, Eduardo Cabrita, and President of the Council for Home Affairs. And we also have Eva Johansson, the EU Commissioner by Home Affairs. We will have contributions by François Pellegrini, President of the Board of Cooperation of Europol, and Oliver Roop, President of the Board of Europol. Any objections to this agenda? No objections? In that case, the agenda for the 8th Joint Parliamentary Scrutiny Group on Europol has been approved. In the last meeting, on 28 September 2020, the Presidential Troika of JPSG decided to create a working group on pending matters subject to possible further revision in the JPS rules of procedure. The working group shall submit proposals on following pending matters: the appointment of the JPSG representative to the Europol Management Board, that's Article 5 of the JPSG Rules of Procedure, as well as on a possible future revision clause of JPSG Rules of Procedure that respects the principle of consensus, Article 6.2 of the JPSG Rules of Procedure. The working group will agree on its proposals by consensus. According to its mandate, the working group should present its proposals to the Presidential Troika meeting at the margins of the JPSG meeting in Lisbon, Portugal. However, the presidential troika might decide to postpone the presentation of proposals, if necessary for their preparation, by extending the duration of the mandate of the working group until the next JPSG meeting in Brussels to take place in the second half of this year. With regard to this, I would like to inform the Troika members that following call for expression of interest by delegations, the working group has now 15 members. The constitutive meeting of the working group took place on December 10, 2020. The co-chairs asked members of the working group to send their proposals on the revision of the two concerned articles of the JPSG rules of procedure by 14 January 2021. And the first discussion on the proposals at technical level took place on the 21st of January of this year. The co-chairs will now explore the possibility to present compromise proposals. Given that there's a variety of views and further work is needed to reach consensual solutions, we suggest that the mandate of the working group is extended accordingly to present its proposals for the next JPSG meeting in Brussels as foreseen by its mandate. I would like to ask for your opinions, and I will hand over the floor to the participants if anybody wants to take the floor. I will give the floor to Mrs. Onetto. Thank you. I would like to start by thanking all the work carried out so far to solve these two issues pending on the rules of procedure. I trust that in the next months, the co-chairs of this group will do what they can to bring together the positions and to reach a compromise. The participation of the Board of Europol is very important for the work of the Joint Parliamentary Scrutiny Group, and we have to be able to reach a consensus. The position of the Portuguese delegation has been handed out to all the other delegations, and we approach this from a constructive point of view and open to find a creative solution that satisfies all the expectations of all parliaments. Thank you, Mrs. Onetto. I will now give the floor to Mr. Pistorius and Mr. Treville.
So, hello everybody from Hanover. I'm not going to lie, I would rather have been in Portugal, in Lisbon, but unfortunately COVID-19 has changed our plans. But I'd like to use this opportunity to thank the host country and offer our solidarity to our host country. It's a catastrophic situation, but I know in Portugal the corona numbers are particularly high, so I would like to offer our condolences on this, and if we can help you in any way as fellow Europeans, then please let us know. We hope very much that you will survive this crisis with as few victims as possible, so all the best for you and your country. I don't have any objections to the proceedings, to the agenda, but in this session I would like to make a contribution on right-wing terrorism, right-wing extremism, if you wouldn't mind. This will might last a minute or a minute and a half more, because I know that this is something that the Portuguese presidency is very concerned about, and in the coming year, this will be an issue in the European Union, so I'd like to lay particular emphasis on this, if you would permit me to do so. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pistorius. I'm sorry we don't have translation in French. Yes, and maintenant je donne la parole à Madame Mitak, si vous voulez.
I will give the floor to Mrs. Vitax if she wants to add anything to the discussion.
Madame Mitak, si vous êtes en ligne, vous pouvez prendre la parole.
If you are listening to us, you can take the floor now.
So I hope you can hear me. Thank you for giving me the floor. We agree with the proposals. We thought very long and hard about the proposals to amend the rules of procedure, and I find the proposal good. It's a good idea to extend the mandate till October. It's important that all participants arrive at a single opinion, that we go to the session with a joint proposal, and we would like to very vehemently support this proposal.
Thank you, Madame Mitak. Je vous remercie. Et maintenant, je donne la parole au Monsieur Trébille. Je vous en prie, vous pouvez prendre la parole.
Thank you, Mr. Trébille, you have the floor now.
You can hear me. Best regards from Slovenia. Also, from my side, I'm hoping very best for our Portugal nation to rapidly recover from this COVID-19 situation and also from the other European nations and also the world nations. First of all, the great satisfaction at the establishing of the JPSG Working Group on Pending Matters, subject to possible further revision of the rules of procedures. In accordance with the adopted conclusions of the constitutive meeting of the working group, Slovenian delegation suggested some amendments to the Article 5 and Article 6.2 on the JPSG rules of procedure. And I would like to add that we also support the possibility of a representative of the European Parliament participating in the Europol Management Board as a representative of the JPSG. So, secondly, I think that the working group that which has sat now a couple of times is very active and carries on the work started in the German presidency and also now during the Portuguese presidency. And at this point, I would like to say that we can agree with the proposal of extending the mandate, and I can anticipate with certainty that Slovenia will make every effort to achieve the set task. And we will continue to pursue these matters during the Slovenian presidency to reach the consensus. Thank you very much.
Je vous remercie, Monsieur Prébille. Le compromis possible suggéré lors...
Thank you, Mr. Prébille. The possible compromise during the technical meeting is appointing one representative by the Parliament of the Presidency and the European Parliament might be an acceptable compromise for the European Parliament. If the board is in agreement, the two could be invited to the meeting of the board as observers with a right to speak in rotation. This solution has to be checked by the board. As regards the rules of procedure, the European Parliament can look at this proposal of compromise as regards delegating and reviewing the rules of procedure of the JPSG before the meeting of JPSG and the Troika has to decide if that proposal can be accepted or not and can be taken to the plenary of JPSG. And this will allow for the discussion of the rules of procedure and should be sufficient to be able to review the rules of procedure. The Troika has decided to enlarge the mandate of the working group to present this proposal to the next meeting of JPSG in Brussels.
Muito obrigada. Agradeço antes.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the colleague Pistorius for his kind words as regards the situation that we are facing here in Portugal. And thank you for your solidarity in this difficult period for Portugal. On the other hand, dear colleagues, we will now have an exchange of views with the Slovenian presidency as regards the working group, the work of the JPSG. Please bear with me, says the speaker. Not yet, no. Just to tell you, we haven't received a letter by delegations as regards the 8th Joint Parliamentary Scrutiny Group.
Je vous remercie, Madame Onetto. Nous continuons de recevoir les questions écrites adressées à l'Europol par les membres de GCPC, qui représentent un bon outil pour obtenir plus d'informations sur certains aspects du travail.
Which are very good working tool for the Europol work during the next JPSG meeting. There were 7 written questions, and the questions and answers have been submitted to the members of JPSG and published on the website. This is very useful to discuss these questions, and it's very important to include the opinions of the Parliament on the Portuguese presidency and be published on the website. Dear colleagues, have you any comments on these written questions? Can we now open up period for discussion? Mrs. Onetto, you have the floor. Thank you. I don't know if anybody would like to make an observation. Well, if that's not the case, dear colleagues, now we'll have an exchange of views with the next presidency, the Slovenian presidency, regarding the Joint Parliamentary Scrutiny Group on Europol. I give the floor to Mr. Prebil for his intervention, and afterwards we can then exchange some views. You have the floor, Mr. Prebil.
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair. First of all, I would like to say that the National Assembly has not yet made a final political decision regarding the forthcoming Slovenian presidency of the EU Council, but we are already at the full preparations of the presidency and, of course, the 9th meeting of the JPSG on Europol. I would also like to take this occasion to congratulate the German presidency on the excellent organization of the 7th JPSG meeting, and also wish the best to our colleagues from Portugal. I'm confident that we will cooperate excellently in the preparation of the 9th meeting in Brussels. In the light of our active preparations, I would like to emphasize that the Republic of Slovenia fully supports the operation of the further strengthening of the role that the JPSG plays in the exercising democratic parliamentary scrutiny on Europol activities, which is especially important in view of new challenges also brought by the COVID-19 pandemic. As regards the activity of the JPSG, the rules of procedure are essential, which is why Slovenia is very pleased that the working group on pending matters subject to the possible further revision of the rules of procedure that was established and began to operate during the German presidency. So Slovenia suggests that a 2-day meeting is held on the 25th and 26th of October of 2021. and now the process of the conference. If the epidemiological situations at the time allows it, Slovenia would prefer the meeting to take place live with the presence of all participants in the European Parliament in Brussels. If this is not feasible due to the COVID-19 situation, we suggest to hold the meeting as we call a hybrid in such way that the Troika meetings meets live in the European Parliament in Brussels, and also that the ninth meeting is co-chaired live from there, but while other participants in the meeting participate remotely. So Slovenia agrees that in accordance with the current practice, the content of the meeting agenda is to be prepared with the specific agenda items, such as Europol activities from March to September of 2021. But we also wish the agenda to include current issues related to the protection of human rights, fundamental freedoms, and internal security, which during the COVID-19 pandemic is particularly challenged us all. Of course, we will let you know everything in the time, and that from my side will be all. Thank you.
Muito obrigada.
Thank you very much, Mr. Prebil, for your proposals and the suggestions you gave us. I'd like to know if anybody else would like to make a comment.
Caros colegas,
dear colleagues, are there any issues to discuss? If there are no other issues, I'd like to thank you all for your presence in this meeting and for the very positive debate. I hope we can meet again during the afternoon in the plenary session of the JPSG. Thank you very much, Mrs. Onetto, dear colleagues. I also would like to thank you for the meeting today and for our good cooperation. The next meeting of the Presidential Troika is scheduled provisionally ahead of the next JPSG meeting in Brussels on the 26th October 2021. I wish you a very good day and thank you again for a great cooperation.